Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, April 25th. Joe Biden is joining the 19 candidates running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, releasing a video message this morning on social media.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Biden's entry into the crowded Democratic field brings several questions with it, including, can he capitalize on his explosive popularity while serving as Barack Obama's vice president? Can he be the candidate that brings moderates and maybe a few Republicans to a caucus with some of the more liberal voters in the party? And at age 76, can he make inroads with younger Democratic voters?
Biden already tops many Democratic presidential polls, and he holds his first campaign rally Monday here in Pittsburgh. On Twitter, President Donald Trump posted, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," describing the upcoming primary campaign as nasty. "You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate." Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro has won a preliminary round in efforts to force UPMC to accept Highmark insurance customers. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio has that.
A federal court judge in Harrisburg says Shapiro is within his authority to propose a modified consent decree that's set to expire June 30th. UPMC had argued in federal court that the attorney general had no authority to change the agreement that was partly covered by Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and other federal laws. The crux of the dispute will now play out in the state Supreme Court next month when Shapiro appeals a Commonwealth Court ruling that rejected an indefinite extension of the 2014 consent decree. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
A rare Geneva Bible stolen from the Carnegie Library has been recovered in the Netherlands. Here's KDKA TV's Lindsay Ward.
The director of the American Pilgrim Museum, which is in the Netherlands, worked with the Dutch police to return the Bible to the United States. It was stolen from the Carnegie Library back in the 90s. The Post-Gazette reports that the spokesman for the Allegheny County District Attorney's Office says they have recovered close to 300 maps and 42 books. It was last July detectives filed criminal charges against two men. Prosecutors say that Gregory Priori took the items from the rare books room and then gave them to John Shulman, who would then resell those items.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.